This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and we'll score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. It is good to have you listening, guys, as we've been having a lot of fun today. Our poll question's up. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow us on Twitter if you're not there. That is our show Twitter. Mike is at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See, Dukes, simply asking you a question. What does the new regime have to focus on fixing the most for the Falcons? Your choices, defense, run game, offensive line, quarterback. I will tell you, only 10% of the folks that have voted, and there's a lot of votes, have said quarterback. Because I think most people realize by fixing some of these other things with the new regime, the quarterback is not the problem. The quarterback will play better when some of these other things are fixed. Now, that's not to say that the responsibility is not on Matt's shoulders to elevate his game, which he's going to have to if he's going to be here, and we think he is. But, Mike, the news today that we've been following, as you heard here on this show a few days ago as we reported, is that Terry Fontenot is the front runner, or at least a guy that we believe is going to be the next general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Nothing is official yet, guys, because, again, the Saints are still in the playoffs. But let's start there, because we've been talking about this exhaustive search and interviewing guys, and we heard, you know, Brad Holmes had a second interview. He's agreed to become the Lions general manager, by the way, today. So he was off the board. We heard about, you know, Terry Fontenot, Rick Smith, also a finalist. Any feeling about this?
I mean, I like Rick Smith. I know a lot of guys are kind of lukewarm because he's been out of the game for a while. And some folks, as we said, you can poach holes in front of around everybody's resume one way or the other if you want to. But, I mean, look, the Saints have been our nemesis. We said it. We're familiar with them. This guy knows about us. You could argue that, you know, the few plays that weren't made that, and again, he's not out there making the blocks or making the tackles, but the Saints very easily, Carl, could have gone to three Super Bowls. Let's be real, right? Yep. I mean, the Minnesota El Foldo, and then now, again, I don't know if you think that they would have beaten the Eagles. You could make the argument. But regardless, they certainly beat the Rams, and they had the Rams on the hook, and then they didn't get it done. Squid Billy still maintains they didn't finish the game. Well, there was a call that the NFL actually changed a rule for 1 year over that game. And I'm not trying to be a Saints apologist. The point is, they got a lot of good guys. They get a pass rush. They've always had to deal with cap issues. They're going to have more cap issues when he's gone. And Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, they've built a really amazing squad. We know what these guys are about. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Just curious who the coach is going to be. I don't hate the Brady thing. I don't love it. But, you know, I mean, a completely new approach, Carl, with maybe some new ideas to maximize the talent while we still have it here.
Yeah, and the coach is going to be interesting when, in fact, that happens. I think, guys, the understanding behind that is, Why aren't they hiring a coach right away or whatever? Well, these coaches are weighing their options, you know, and you may, it's like with anything. Let me go through the full process, you know, before I make my decision. If I'm a kid that's being recruited by Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, and Texas, Mike, I want to go visit all of them. I want to go see them all because I want to see if there's anything that clicks with me before I just jump the gun. And I know some guys go, well, they know exactly what they want to do. I don't know if any of these coaches knew exactly what job might be the best job for them. So the coaching thing's a little bit different. And I am more curious, again, in that aspect of things because that's what's fundamentally going to change. The front office stuff, you're not going to see. And you know, that doesn't diminish the job. It's still a huge job. But we are going to see the product on the field and how that fundamentally changes by the personnel moves, mm-hmm. and then more importantly by the scheme and the coaching staff that's brought in. That's the stuff we're going to be watching on Sundays. That's the stuff that we're going to be talking about on a daily basis when it comes to these Falcons. So, yeah, Arthur Smith is right now, again, one of the guys that they think is going to get this job. I ask the question again, do you have any feeling there? He's the current OC for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. I mean, great running game. He's one of the biggest running backs out there. Vrabel's a tough guy to work for. We know Vrabel demands excellence, but this guy's he's done a nice job. Not many people knew who he was until recently, until this job search began. Just mentioned Brady, you know, that it's a meteoric rise, younger guys with less experience. I mean, the success. And now, again, you say Joe Burrow made Joe Burrow and not Joe Brady. I mean, you can make the argument. And then, according to our man D-Led, Eric Bieniemy apparently is the third of the three as far as where it's maybe in a pecking order or a preferred order. I don't know what Eric Bieniemy is not doing in these interviews, but, you know, that's a subject for another day. But that's the guy I wanted. I'm with the guy with the most experience who's been around and, you know, he's got the most dynamic offense. But regardless, I'm fine with you. If you want me to crap on these, I'm not prepared to crap on these picks. I'm not enamored with them. I don't hate them. I'm kind of in a state of, I'll say it, Carl, meh. It's a lot of meh. Okay. And we'll all learn together what these guys are about. It's only the most important decision Arthur Blank's going to make in his lifetime.
Yeah, and that means, you know, for the next 5 years.
As an owner, I mean, he's made bigger decisions at home. Do you get the idea?
Well, because this may be the final one. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but, you know.
Why do you have me 1 foot in the grave, you and Bell, you nincompoops? What's wrong with me? I'm in fantastic cardiovascular shape. You read my book. I'm doing wonderful things. How dare you?
I'm
a billionaire. I can pay to be frozen and come back when we win a Super Bowl.
Yes, I know, Arthur. But, no, I'm serious. I mean, you know, he has made these decisions. When you're making them at 50, you feel like you're going to make them forever. When you're making them at 78, it's different. That's all I'm saying. So there's more urgency. Mm-hmm. Not that Arthur's going anywhere, but I think there's a little bit more urgency with getting this one right, hopefully, and this is the one that gets you over the hump. You've had all these learning experiences now, Arthur, for over the last 20-some-odd years, and you've done a hell of a job.
I'm too close to it. I should have moved on from Dan. Bell was right. I love Dan like a son.
Wait a minute. How are you going to say Bell was right when you're doing him?
What are you talking about? I'm talking to the third. I'm talking to him. Don't want an impression. That kid Bell, he's a little screwy, but he was right about Quinn. Should have moved out from him during the bye week.
Okay.
I'm off the blank, and I approve this message, Carl.
Arthur, you have made some great hires. All your hires have not been bad. What has happened is I agree with you in the fact that I'm talking to Arthur Blank now through Mike Bell. I'm channeling him.
That's right.
I agree with you, Arthur, that you were too patient in some of these situations. And that is why I think it hurt us more instead of moving on. But that's fine. That's your makeup. I'm fine with that. The urgency to get this right, Mike. The urgency to get this right, Arthur.
Yes. Carl, let me tell you something, Carl. Can I call you Carl?
You call me yes.
I believe it was Boys to Men who said it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
You listen to Boys to Men?
Well, of course I do. I'm Arthur Blank. Listen to it all.
Listen while everything. You're on the ranch in my
family. I listen to everything from Paul Anka to Boys to Men. It's very soothing.
Okay. Oh, yes. Boys and
I liked Dimitrov. I liked him like his son. Sure. Sometimes I said enough with the hair products and the glasses for crying out loud. You're a general manager.
Wait a minute. You never said that, Arthur.
What's that? No, again.
That was Bell who said that.
I believe Bell is now channeling his personality through me. I said enough with the bike racing. Let's fix this team. But again, that's neither here nor there. Well, here we are. And now don't worry. I'm going to hit a home run, Falcon fans. I'm off the blank. Back to you, Carl.
All right. Let's hope he hits a home run. What do you guys think? 404-741-0929. Go vote. Dukes and Bell.
I looked Thomas in his beady little eyes and I said, I can't quit you.
Say that, Arthur.
That's what I said.
You didn't say that. And if Mr. Blank's listening, we're having a hell of a time with this.
You idiots.
Go to Dukes and Bell 929. Go vote. It is defense. It's run game. It's offensive line. It's quarterback. And somebody said, all of them. You have to come in and with a plan to fix the thing that's going to get you right the quickest.
Right.
You can't fix everything. And I brought the example up earlier of buying an older home. And you go in and you like a lot of things, but some things you want to fix, you don't go in. You can't fix it all. Not right now.
You got to prioritize. The roof. The roof gets fixed. You know,
what's going to make us feel good? I mean, honestly, so that's where we are. Our Falcon football team is a house that needs some fixing, but you can't fix it all right now. So what's going to get us feeling and looking the best? So you go, man, you know what? I'm glad we bought this house, because that's where we are. And that's what the new regime is going to be tasked with.
Well, I mean, when did it go south for us as far as the team that can't close it out? You know, I mean, we talked to Mike Smith yesterday and Smitty. They had a 17-point lead on the 49ers, and we kind of took our foot off the gas. Matt threw a pick in the second half. We always bust Harry's balls for falling down on the 20-yard line. I mean, we didn't finish.
But you know what, Mike?
That's a different regime, but I'm saying it's crazy, though, how it does seem to be we just can't seem to be clutch when we need it.
See,
you know,
but that's the thing, though. You just said it.
I'm not even talking about Super Bowl 51. I'm just saying we've had these issues.
Yeah, but that didn't carry over. That was Smitty and all the coaches. Well, I guess one guy was here. It was Dirk Cutter. But that was Smitty and his people, right? And then we got a new regime, and similar things happened. I'm just hoping with these new guys, man, that we can move on past this. That doesn't mean, guys, we won't lose close games. It doesn't mean that we might not blow a lead here and there. Mm. But as I said earlier, for me, I think fundamentally we just got to fix the defense. We're almost one of the worst defenses and have been in the last 3 years, which is why Dan Quinn's not here. I mean, honestly.
Right. But I mean, I know that we're doing a poll question and we're speaking, you know, kind of some broad strokes here. Run game will make things better. We had a balanced attack. You know, again, Shanahan with the great job that Free did when he was a 1,000-yard rusher, when he was an impact player, when Tevin Coleman was the perfect complement. You know what I mean? That's part of it. You know, we had a balance. We had a balance in 16, and that takes pressure off Matt. It opens things up in the passing game, play action. We had leads. Leads are easier to defend. The other teams get one-dimensional. Our defense was able to handle it until they weren't in the second half against the Patriots. So that's all part of it. So to me, the run game, if you want to do the quickest fix, Coral, hopefully you knock it out of the park on an edge rusher somewhere in this draft, because, my God, if ever there's a team which has been cursed with a lack of pass rush, it's this franchise.
I'm going to say this, and again, I've been all about the defense today. I've given you the numbers. I've talked about what we are, what we aren't. And here's the thing, to Mike's point, if we went from the 2.6 yards a carry to 4.5 to 5 a carry, and we're moving the chains and getting first downs, and now we're 3rd and 1, not 3rd and 9, not 3rd and 14, I'm just talking about normal circumstances. Mike's right. It takes so much more pressure off of Matt Ryan to have to scramble around and try to make a play, and, oh, I'm running for my life. Mm. That is a big deal, and it sounds very simple, but it's the truth. And so, you know, I don't disagree with that. A lot of guys are voting for the run game, and a lot of guys are saying, oh, line, what is it going to be? You can go vote. Dukes and Bell 929. As we talk about the Falcons coaching and general manager situation, guys, one other thing we do want to mention about this, and that is, as we talk about the coach, I am more, and I've been saying this, I am more interested to see who the assistants are going to be. Arthur Smith may be the right head coach.
Okay? Right.
Brady may be the right head coach. We'll see. But who are they bringing in, Mike, to assist them in this process? Don't let that get caught behind in the smoke and mirrors of all this other stuff, because that's going to matter, guys. It really is.
Let's hope they get it right, and that's part of the whole interview process, is who is the staff going to be? That's one of the things we know what the philosophy would be, we presume, with Arthur Smith, or maybe he does something different because of the talent he's going to inherit here in Atlanta. Hey, guys, our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's Carside Delivery. You get in your car, you go to Domino's, and you pick up something great, like, I don't know, 3-topping pizza for $7.99. They throw it right in the back of the car. It's a great deal. Get all the details, and you go to Domino's.com and ask for the Carside Delivery.
All right, man, plenty more. Plenty more to get to.
I love the Mitroff and Quinn. What I get for it, Carl? I stayed with Smitty a year too long. You heard Smitty. How can you look in the eyes of Mike Smith and fire that man? It's like putting down a cocker spaniel. Exactly. These are hard decisions, but I've now got a hard heart. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Blank will be finishing. Blank always closes.
Strong Arm Stories coming up. It's Dukes and Bell.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Hawks managed to play 10 games this season without being deterred by COVID-19. That was until last night's game was postponed due to contact tracing within the Suns. By night's end, two other games in the NBA were also postponed for the same reason. Guard Kevin Huerter says guys are just doing their best to adapt to the new normal.
It definitely is different, especially guys that have been in the NBA for a couple of years. You've shoot around, you have pregame meals, and everything's kind of timed out. But we kind of knew this was going to be a unique year. Kind of expected certain guys to be out. Then this coronavirus is going to affect everybody, so we've had to change accordingly, and you just kind of deal with it.
Atlanta is still scheduled to play the Jazz tomorrow night. The Jaguars appear to have one piece of their new regime in Jacksonville, with Urban Meyer in advanced talks to become the new head coach. Meyer, who has never coached in the NFL, would take over a team getting ready to decide the number one overall pick. After Steve Sarkisian left the national champion Alabama Crimson Tide for Texas, head coach Nick Saban has hired former Texans head coach Bill O'Brien to fill the open offensive coordinator position. O'Brien's last offensive coordinator jobs in the college ranks came with Georgia Tech in 2001 and Duke in 2005. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Mobile Kia Studios on your home of Friday's Hawks Jazz game, tip off at 9, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We're going to talk some NFL playoffs here. Aaron Donald, a big story heading into the weekend. Rams at Packers. It's the number one offense, Packers, versus the number one defense, Rams. And we'll talk about it here in a second. Mike, I want to read a quote from Eric Bieniemy today, who was interviewed for almost every position. You said, you know, earlier, I don't know what the deal is. And hopefully he gets hired. I mean, again, his team's in the playoffs. Maybe, you know, he's just waiting. Right. We'll see. But he was asked about, you know, these interviews and whatnot, and including, you know, the Falcons position, which he interviewed for. And his quote today was, let me just say this was an honor and a privilege, but that's not what we're here for. So he's trying to focus his team, you know, and his efforts, obviously, on this weekend. You don't want to take the Browns lightly. So he's not talking about any of that stuff. But I will say this, that, you know, again, if Eric Bieniemy doesn't get hired, I don't know what else you have to do to get a job in the NFL, because he's been an OC. He's won a Super Bowl. He's helped Pat Mahomes become an MVP. He's coordinating, which means he's involved in the game planning week to week. I just don't know what else you're going to say to me to say he doesn't deserve an opportunity, even if, you know, we said. And I hate that whole narrative about, well, I don't think he interviewed good, because you don't hear that about other candidates except black guys. So it's just the truth. And so with that said, we'll see where it goes. But today he was asked and he was like, I don't want to talk about it. We'll see.
Yeah. And again, he's got a job to do right now. They're back in business against it's a pretty aggressive, you know, front, you know, Myles Garrett and the guys can try. I don't think nobody's giving the Browns a chance to beat the Chiefs, are we?
No. I said that to Brian McFadden today. Right. And he was like, you know, obviously it's the NFL, it's the playoffs. If the Browns get off to the kind of start they did against the Steelers, which they might need against
and,
the Chiefs.
And if the Chiefs do their sleepwalking routine, which they've done in almost every game this year, I mean, save for maybe four or five. And again, last year, as you guys know, including the Super Bowl, they were down more than a touchdown in every one of those games and had to battle back. But, the Browns got the firepower to see it through, even though a little banged up, though, on the offensive line with a banged up tackling guard.
All right, so let's talk about Aaron Donald, because he could be the key to the Rams in a huge upset. When you talk about what could happen with the playoffs this weekend, they got after Russell Wilson last week. 5 sacks, 10 quarterback hits. Donald had 2 of those sacks. Leonard Floyd, by the way, had 2 as well. But here's Aaron Donald talking about his health status for the weekend.
I feel good. It's all about, you know, I ain't going to go out there if I feel like I can't help these guys win. So the way I'm feeling right now, I'm not too worried about it. All I can tell you right now, I feel good. I feel strong. And I'll be ready come Saturday.
Playoff game. Right. I wouldn't expect anything else or less, should I say. I do like the Packers in that game. I know you've already kind of said, you know, you expect Packers and Chiefs, which it may turn out to be, which is obviously number one seed versus number one seed for all the marbles. But I do like the Packers against the Rams this weekend. But the question is, where does the give and take, Mike? Are the Packers going to be able to do what they've done all season against this Rams pressure and this defense? And then you said it, Jalen Ramsey, Okay, we always talk about lockdown corners. Well, here's the matchup. Is Devontae Adams going to exploit Ramsey or vice versa? And what do you do to try to get Adams open against this guy?
So Nate Burleson talking about this morning on Good Morning Football, and they were saying that a couple of unnamed coaches said, look, as great as Ramsey has been and as great as the Rams have been at shutting down and keeping the elite wide receivers under 100 yards, and as we said, you know, DK Metcalf couldn't get his thing going against the Rams. This is the best right now, pound for pound, wide receiver in the league. This guy makes plays. He makes all sorts of catches, back shoulder fade, physically muscling at the line of scrimmage. You can do it all. So Jalen Ramsey, man, I mean, this is a guy who is, like, as you said earlier, he's like the gold standard. We were talking with Squid and Yeah Man No Man as corners. So it is a heavyweight fight. You look at the numbers, Carl. Devontae Adams, 115 receptions, 18 touchdowns. You know, I mean, and making it count. And that was in 14 games. He missed a couple of games. That's the knock on Devontae Adams. He's been banged up over his career, you know. But the guy and Aaron Rodgers make it work. I still think if they do, if Ramsey does his job, there's still some good tight ends. You know, that if guys picked up Robert Tonyan, right, in a fantasy this year, 11 touchdowns. His other weapons, maybe they'll lean, as Squidbilly said to us earlier, they'll lean on the run game a little bit and more balance. And Matt LaFleur wants to run the ball anyway. They've just had this unbelievable season for Rodgers. I think it's a dogfight, but I think the Packers are going to get it done.
I do too.
But again, because I don't think Goff can't go toe-to-toe and make the plays you need him to do.
No.
And Goff is going to start.
100%, by the way.
No, he's not. 100%. The thumb is jacked up. Wolford's not going to go. Sean McVay said that. But, I mean, Goff has been, let's be honest, he has not been impressive in some of these games down the stretch. Now they got the playoff win. He made some throws when he had to. But you trust Goff in this environment? I don't.
No. And again, I just think last week was one of those situations the run game really offset what they had to get from Goff. Remember, he didn't throw for 350. He didn't have to.
Unless Cam Akers balls out again.
Correct. So that, to me, is do they come out, establish the run as they did last week, take that pressure off of Goff, where maybe he only has to throw for 225 and two touchdowns, not 335 and four. You know, I mean, that's what we're looking at. So it's going to be in a fun and interesting game. And then, again, Aaron Rodgers, can you force him into mistakes? He just doesn't do a whole lot of that. So
he'll throw it away and live to get another set of downs. Next down, I mean, he makes those smart decisions. That's why he's one of the best. You know, I really, and by the way, I'd love to see, you know, the Brady and Aaron Rodgers thing. By the way, do you think the Bucs get by the Saints this week?
I don't. I know everybody's on the Bucs because they feel like they've got momentum. They are playing better, there's no doubt. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you that I think the Saints are gonna win. Now, do I want them to win from our standpoint?
No.
But I think they're gonna win.
Well, you want Fonto on the job as soon as possible. I think a lot of Falcon fans do don't they?
That too, but I'm just saying, just, you know, from the Saints standpoint, listen, I always will continue to clown the Saints, win, lose, or draw. These last few years have been extremely fun because all the Saints fans have believed that this was their time. And you, Mike said it. They should have probably been to two more Super Bowls in the last 5 years. It hasn't happened. So if they lose on Sunday, that's the 6 o'clock game, 6:40, to the Bucs, and you know they can't beat the Bucs for a third time, it won't surprise me.
Right.
But I'm curious to see how the Bucs do it because the Saints have owned them. They owned them in the week one, and then in week nine they just humiliated them. I mean, think about it.
Five interceptions from the Saints on Tom Brady. Tom Brady throwing five picks. Remember the first game? Everyone thought, wow, they're just going to – I know I was kind of guilty as charged. They're going to just plug in with Tom Brady, Carl, and here we go. And he's throwing passes that are hitting the ground, and they're not near anybody. Or he's throwing picks because they're not communicating. We've talked about it a lot. The Bucs have said almost to a man that the game that kind of turned things around for them was the week before Christmas against us, being down 17 and realizing their playoff chances may slip away, and they cranked it up. But I just – as much as you said, we hate the Saints, but their defense gets after Brady, and you beat Brady by roughing him up. I cannot pick the Bucs in this game. I just can't do it.
I want to say this. It's Dukes and Bell, as we talk about Terry Fontenot and being the lead candidate and, you know, getting this job as far as general manager. The Saints are not built around Drew Brees anymore, and I think that is also a misnomer. If you were to ask me, Terry Fontenot, in these interviews, and he says, okay, how do you fix what we've got going on here? And he then points to what they're doing with New Orleans. Mike, here's the deal. They're built around their defense. They're fourth overall in the league. Rams one, they're four. Their run game, right, Kamara and company, their O-line. Now, you go, wait a minute, their O-line, they're tied for the 11th fewest sacks allowed all season.
Right.
So they are protecting. They're getting run blocking done with gaining yards in the run game, and then you're playing tough defense. They're not asking Breeze to go throw six touchdowns anymore. That's the difference. This is a different built Saints team. Now, can that team get them to a Super Bowl? We'll see, because they've been on the back of Breeze before, and he's been able to make those plays. But I just make the correlation to Terry Fontenot. Mm-hmm. Give us a strong defense. Give us a run game. Right. Give us an O-line that protects and gives up the 11th fewest sacks allowed in the league. How much different is our team?
Right. And by the way, just a note to, we mentioned earlier in the show for guys who are in their car, and there's been a lot of confusion about, oh, we're going to lose compensatory picks to the Saints by raiding their – no, we don't do that. The NFL is rewarding teams, and when a minority employee leaves to take another position, you get compensatory picks. So it's not like the Falcons are sacrificing a third rounder. This isn't like when John Gruden was traded from the Raiders to the Bucks. Remember that one? This is simply the NFL rewarding teams for doing, you know, following the Rooney Rule and doing the things which you're supposed to be doing in management. So, you know, that's why I call there's more draft picks than teams if you see in the third round, you know, as far as the compensatory picks.
Yeah, it's a good call. I'm glad you said that again, because guys were asking us and like, oh, we should do this. Go get your guy. Who your guy is not going to affect
this. There's no bearing on it. And again, he knows us. He's in the division. So if they win, if they keep winning, we'll finally get this guy. But, I mean, you don't think he had a, I mean, how do you think he got the job? He's got a vision and a plan for what he thinks we should do with the Atlanta Falcons. And by the way, Brad Holmes got the job with the Lions. That's why, through process of elimination, we're now saying that this is going to be Fontenot with the Falcons.
Well, I thought it was Fontenot because my sources told me that days ago, Mike. I think he's been the guy. It's just now coming out because guys are taking jobs. Holmes is a good hire. I really like Brad Holmes. I was kind of hoping that we might get a more of an option to you know, get him here. He's such a hot candidate. The Lions, I told you, they flew him in. It was a done deal. Brad Holmes is going to turn the Lions around. You can quote me on it, say whatever you want. Give me 3 years, and let's see where the Lions are. I really like his eye for talent and personnel. All
right, and the Rams get more picks, by the way, for the same thing we talked about with the Saints.
That's right. Baltimore and the Bills. Just curious, where are you going with this with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
Man, I mean, Lamar Jackson is a guy that finally got the monkey off his back as far as getting that playoff win. If it was in Baltimore, again, you know, you can have a limited crowd, as you guys know, so it kind of changes the dynamic of what you usually see in Buffalo. Josh Allen may have to do a lot of it, Carl, because the run game just not there. The Buffalo run game is banged up with injuries. So I think Josh Allen, I mean, the great combination has been him to Stephon Diggs. No Thielen, just Diggs. Just like with
Diggs has been great this year,
with Aaron Rodgers, and we talked about with Devontae Smith. If you can take away that combination, then the Ravens are going to win. High scoring game, or you think it's going to be in the 20s?
No, I don't think high scoring. I think 20s, because the weather could play, Mike.
They may have a little blizzard and some snow on the field. You're right.
So we'll see, man. It's going to be a fun weekend. That's our strong arm story of the day. Tomorrow we'll dive a little bit deeper into these matchups. Coming up, though, we got some guy talk for you.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is blowing his stack again on the set of his latest movie, Carl, over COVID concerns. And Armie Hammer, who? He's been in some meh movies. This is the first time he's really made headlines, and for all the wrong reasons. We'll explain. It's more about women taking secret messages, Carl, from the DM and throwing it out there.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, on a Thursday. Tomorrow, guys, will be about de-grilling. We'll be having some fun with our Dukes and Bell, hashtag Dukes and Bell, tailgate at home. So make sure you're prepping the food, showing us the pics, and, of course, the finished product, whether that happens on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We always like to see what you got and send it up there to Dukes and Bell 929. Brought to you by our buddies at Buckhead Butcher Shop. Picked up some bone-in ribeyes today, pal.
I know. So, they looked amazing, by the way. What's the shop you went to down there?
I think it's Cork and Cleaver, or the Cleaver and the Cork. But either way, that's where it is. Let me look it up so I get give them the accent. You know, it's funny. You know me, man. I walk in some place and I start yapping. And Scott, who's behind the register, he's a big car guy. Cleaver and Cork, by the way. They got locations here on the south side in Noonan and Swinging Sharpsburg. But they're friends, by the way, with the guys at Buckhead Butcher Shop. That's where I got the recommendation. So
all these meat guys know each other.
They're all in the business. Well, that's why, again, you know me. I'm the king of the impulse buy. I nearly dropped. You don't want to know what I nearly dropped today. I had that Kamado grill, man. It's like the Rolls Royce of grills.
Did you get one?
I thought about it for a second. What am I going to strap it to the hood of the Corvette? Like an animal? Like Fred Flintstone, put it on the roof? No, but I mean, I looked at this thing and I was like, wow, now I get it. I mean, I'm not up to that level yet, Carl. I'm going to work my way up. I'm in double A right now on the grill. You guys are like, you know, Conti's in the big leagues. You know, you guys are in Cooperstown.
Yeah, my
I'm pudwacking in Rome, George. No offense to people who live in Rome, but I'm a double A griller right now, to be honest. I'm working my way up.
I here's the deal, though. You start fantasizing, should I say, about what you can do with that grill, and what, and that's the problem. Usually, it's like an epiphany, right? That hits right. You. Look at that.
It's no, because all these times we had Conti and you guys in Squidbill, like, I did the reverse sear, and I'm like, what the hell's a reverse sear? And now I'm doing it, and I was like, wow, that's the best freaking steak I've ever had, you know? And when I say I mean Becky, I'm watching. I'm just, you know, I got the knife and fork. That's my job. Anyway, hey, real quick, if you want to buy some steaks or a big grill, the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots, guys, are growing even bigger. Nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday night's Powerball jackpot. The estimated jackpot for the next round on Saturday, Carl, $640 million.
That's a lot of million. Dough.
Yeah, and the Mega Millions is currently $750 million.
Yeah, I mean, half, right? So just take half.
Well, the IRS, the government's going to take a big wet bite out of it. And then, but still.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. And I remember one time I got drunk with Maximum Bob, and this was a real big, deep conversation one night. We were at Tattletales, and Bob was explaining why you split.
What's Tattletales?
It's a tickle fight place. But anyway, so he was explaining why you don't take the lump sum and how you would take a loan against it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just give me the money. You know what I mean? But Bob's a Wall Street guy. He was trying to explain. And the strippers were fascinated. Hey, guys, the Braves.
Wait. Chris just said, excuse me, in my ear. He's not familiar with Tattletales either.
Our engineer producer is new to the region.
Chris goes, excuse me.
Chris, I will take you on a walking tour one day. We'll go up through Buckhead. I can show you where the Gold Club is there. It's just not the same content. But it's funny, the Gold Club came up today. I don't know. Oh, yeah, because we had that story earlier about the women. What was the website? What's the thing where women can do things for people?
Onlyfans.com.
Yes, you know that, don't you? We had a heartwarming story about how some women are found a way to make thousands and tens of thousands of dollars doing stuff for people online.
OnlyFans. Only
right fans. On. Yeah. Speaking of the fans, I always felt it was kind of weird last year that you could have people all hanging out in the Battery, but you couldn't have them in the ballpark. And then once they went on the road, they had them in the ballpark. Either way, they figured it out. According to the Bravos, it looks like full steam ahead, according to Channel 2, for a fans hoping to see the Braves and get in there. It looks like at least some fans will be back in the Truist Park stands. Full slate bobblehead nights, by the way. They'll have a lot of bobbleheads. So we have an Ozzie Albies, MV Free for Freddie Freeman, by the way. Everybody always wants those bobbleheads. Travis d'Arnaud, Soroka. And even going to have a Brian McCann bobblehead at the end of the season in September. So the Braves posted a video of the bobbleheads basically coming through the door in the boxes and all that stuff. So
there's one thing I want. I've already marked the calendar. July 20th, first 15,000 fans through the gate are going to receive a replica Ronald Acuna 13 chain. And I was like, that's the one.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the one.
Now, here's the thing. We all say that. Are you going to be in line? Because there's going to be, you know, those knuckleheads that are going to be in line. It's going to be like 100 degrees out, and some jackleg's going to be lined up all the way outside the ballpark.
Braves, I need that Ronald Acuna number 13, that gold replica chain. That I love this idea, by
the way. I mean, you are in Sports Talk Radio. I mean, we should be able to put this deal together.
I love it. Well, that's why I'm hollering at my Braves fan or my Braves people right now. They better save me one. Put me one aside.
Get on.
Yeah, will you do that and get me an autograph, too?
All right, for guys, again, we can't have inside jokes on this program. There was a guy we used to work with, and again, if you work in the media, autographs are kind of a no-no, and, well, it became a situation. There you go. I'll leave it at that. And by the way,
you can say he got fired for asking for autographs. You don't
should
do
be,
that.
Again, you don't get to ask for autographs once you're over the age of 12. The only excuse would be you've got a kid.
You
got a kid who's sick at home or in a hospital. Then you can ask another man for an autograph. Autographs stop.
Way,
you get over 12, don't do it.
And there are scumbags who do that too.
Well, right? I got a sick kid.
I'm like, what? No, you don't. Hate people like that.
No, because you're watching the Tiger Woods documentary the other night. These jerks. I mean, again, I get it, a Tiger Woods autograph, but any autograph I've got is something I got when I was a child. You know what I mean? It was something I got on the back of a scorecard at Shea Stadium or at Madison Square Garden, it means something. You know, it's not like I'm just an adult. Hello, Mr. Griffey, will you sign three of these and will you sign this? You know, all those guys deserve to get punched in the head for crying out loud.
I've told you this, and I don't know, this is a sidebar. We're getting way off the topic. But
it's all right.
I know. Everything that I have signed, I can tell you about it. Everything I have signed,
right,
there's a story about it because it means something to me. And so, you know, like my baseballs, I got probably 35 baseballs. I can tell you the story behind each one of those signatures and what happened.
Right.
And it wasn't me in some clubhouse going, "Will you sign a few of these for me?"
No, I mean, we've talked about it with Murph when the great Phil Negro passed away. I got a Phil Negro and Dale Murphy on the same scorecard. And when I was a kid, I don't know how you guys would do it at Fulton County, but at Shea, there was an ad with Shea for beer, and it was a nice white space on the head of the foam of the beer, Carl. It's a great place to have a signature. So all my signatures are on the top of the Shea for ad. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. Tom Cruise losing his mind over in London, England. We had a story, and Squidbilly had this in Yeah Man, No Man a few weeks ago with Tom Cruise. Screaming at the top of his lungs, losing his mind, talking about people not following protocols. I guess he's got a co-producer credit on whatever the movie is they're making. Hey, Bo, you can hit me up. Is this the latest Mission Impossible? Yeah, it's Mission Impossible 7. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So there was a bunch of guys walked off the set. Apparently, five people quit. Remember, he's like, "If I see you do it again, you're black and gone." And he was talking about people, I guess, not having their masks on, and he just goes off, and he sounds like a mental patient. Well, anyway, little Tommy has shelled out huge sums for two high-tech robots to enforce coronavirus safety protocols on the set.
Isn't this going over? I mean, it's a little bit overkill.
Yes, I would say that is going over. Tom is so serious about making sure the shoot isn't shut down, he splashed out on these robots, according to the English newspaper, The Sun, because he can't trust people to follow protocols. Shooting resumes this week.
I don't want to see it again.
Here it is.
Ever. Okay. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone.
Wow.
And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you, don't you ever do it again.
Wow.
That's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes.
Please stop.
Because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education.
Wow.
That's what I sleep with every night.
Wow. Just hand the Oscar to him right there, Tom. It's a hell of a performance.
I was going to say. And the Oscar goes to.
And then he said, "Talk to me, Goose." Maverick won't engage.
Isn't that Top Gun movie supposed to be coming out?
Yes, it will.
The second one?
Will Tom Cruise overcome his demons, Carl, battle his personal doubts, and get this movie made?
Right.
Will he get Robert Duvall in his ear? I'm telling you, Cole, you can go through. So anyway. You can win Daytona, Cole. I know it in my heart. Anyway, hey, real quick, one more movie star, not even close to Tom Cruise, Armie Hammer. He played the Winklevoss twins in the Social Network movie about how Zuckerberg screwed those guys over at the Facebook idea. He was in what else was he in, Chris? I'm trying to. He played Tonto. He played the Lone Ranger. Johnny Depp played Tonto in that terrible Lone Ranger movie that tanked in the theaters. Anyway, his ex-girlfriend's going out there, and she's putting stuff that was on text message, and she's making it, public knowledge, making him sound like Hannibal Lecter. He says he wants to break my rib, barbecue, and eat it. Apparently, Courtney Vukovich telling Page Six.
This is ex-girlfriend?
This is the ex. Apparently, and she just basically goes all in that he's an abusive boyfriend, mental abuse, physical. I mean, just goes all in. Now he's losing jobs over. He's supposed to be in a romantic comedy with J-Lo, and apparently they said, "We're going to find somebody else for this job." So the dude is up the creek right now. Again, all this stuff. Kind of like how Vaughn Miller had his ex kind of put all some stuff out there that you just don't want to see out there.
You know, you would hope that some of that stuff would stay private. Like, right. You know, but at the end of the day, people are looking to get revenge. And in this day and age, Mike, once you put it out there in social media, it's out there forever.
I mean,
so
barbecue,
you know.
And eat you? No, I mean, come on. I mean, no, I used to tell late ages, back when you could say these things in bars when you're in your 20s, I'd like to make a sundae on your butt. But, you know, you can't. I don't think you'd say that now either, Carl. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell. It's brought to you by our buddies at Atlantic Capital Bank. They fuel prosperity and stocks.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I'm growing a great butt.
Don't tell me.
Look at that keister. I'd make a sundae on that thing. You know. No, it was a way. I mean, you could do it more in California, Carl, than you would here in the South. Dow Jones was down 68. S&P was down 14. NASDAQ was down 16. Closing bell, in no relation to the comment about sundaes on people's tookus, is brought to you by our buddies at Atlantic Capital Bank. They fuel prosperity. Birthdays today. A couple of cool people, man. LL Cool J is 53 today.
One of my favorites When I finally got a chance to meet him, it was so cool. LL is the best. And super nice guy, by the way. Super,
right.
Super nice guy.
Really good dude, man. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, they put on an unbelievable show. Super Bowl week here in Atlanta. He's 52. Jason Bateman. I know a lot of people in the restaurant business, people have seen him around here because they're making Ozark. He's 52. Great guy. Carl Weathers, baby. Apollo Creed is 73 today, Carl.
The Mandalorian, too. I know you haven't watched it, but he's in The Mandalorian.
That too.
I love Carl Weathers.
And, of course, Predator. What happened to you, Dylan? I woke up. Shepard Smith is 56. Slick Rick is 56 today.
You got to give me some. You got to give me some children's story.
Right. Get your eye patch on. Faye Dunaway, 79. Steven Soderbergh, famous director, 57. Zach Wilde, The Black Label, is 53. Byron Leftwich is 40. Clarence Carter. Oh, Clarence Carter. He'd be 84 today, Carl Dukes. Also, Benedict Arnold, born on this day, giving wrestlers tons of material. Let me tell you something, Gordon Sully. If it wasn't for that son of a gun, Sully Blanchett, pulling a Benedict Arnold on me, I would have won Starrcade. And that is your Guy Talk on a Thursday.
Hey, we got the top three at six coming up. The latest headlines, including Urban Meyer, is headed to the NFL. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.